Imagine two young children are facing each other. One is crying. The other looks self-satisfied and maybe a little guilty. A worried or angry-looking parent or teacher is insisting, tell him or her that you're sorry. I want to say to that adult, stop. Look at that child. He feels good about grabbing that toy. He wanted it and he got it. He's not a bit sorry. Yes, he may mutter sorry because he doesn't like you being mad at him, but he doesn't feel sorry. When a preschooler is repeatedly prompted to say sorry as a ticket out of trouble, she may become an 8-year-old who, when criticized for an unkind action, protests, "But I said sorry." And the 8-year-old becomes an 18 or 38-year-old who doesn't understand the potential power and value of an apology. But a child can't just grab a toy from a playmate or hit him. So what can a caring adult do? Intervene, state firmly that the action was not okay, and focus on the crying child's feelings. Encourage that child to tell the other how he or she feels and not to do it again. Before play resumes, ask the aggressor to say that the offending action won't be repeated. Now imagine this. A 5-year-old and her 2-year-old brother are enthusiastically jumping on the bed. You walk in just as the little guy gets bumped, falls off the bed, and starts wailing. Big sister is remorseful and concerned for his well-being. After comforting the crying child, here's a good opportunity for a lesson. Tell sister that this looked like an accident and you can see she feels badly. Ask her if she wants to tell her brother she's sorry about what happened. If she chooses to say, "I'm sorry," both you and she will know she means it. A child who learns the meaning of a sincere apology takes a big step toward becoming an empathetic adult. With a perspective, I'm Laura Galvin.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.